You could look at Christianity as rights and wrongs. After all, thou shalt and thou shalt not feature pretty prominently in the Bible. But the reason Jesus came into the world was to restore in humans what sin has taken away. Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, but sin ruined that. Jesus came to the earth so that the character of God could be reformed in sinners. Thinking that way kind of reframes your Christian experience. So what if I do this or pursue that? Will that tend to mold me into God's image or bend me the other way? This is why Paul wrote, "Set your affection on things above," in Colossians 3:2. You could say, "I must do this and must not do that." Or you could approach life as, "I want God's will done in my life." It might be a whole new way of looking at it. If it is, watch how that approach will absolutely revolutionize your Christian experience. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.